This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. Anthony Albanese, after a successful visit to Washington and a joint press conference with the President of the United States, returned to Australia and then launched his embassy to Beijing to talk with Xi Jinping directly. There was a photograph shaking hands about restarting or augmenting trade between the PRC and Australia, which has been strangled these last years. I understand because the previous government had upset Beijing by asking about COVID origins. Mr. Albanese, in his campaign of some years past, promised that he would reestablish relationship. I understand they're reestablishing the relationship of buying Australian wine. I did not see any clarity, however, about reestablishing the relationship on the basis of the big iron mining or the coal mining that was going on beforehand. Gregory, was Mr. Albanese successful in talking to the Chinese about trade reviving?
Well, this was all a domestic ploy by Albanese to get himself past his recent failures to get a referendum that he was that he'd staked his career on to get that through. So basically, he needed to become the world statesman. So he left his problems behind, went to Washington, went to Beijing. The real trade between Australia and the People's Republic of China is in iron ore, it's in lithium and in other products. And that was never, and coal, that was never really threatened. And that was certainly not embargoed by the People's Republic of China. So essentially, the stuff that was cut off from the Chinese buying list was barley and wine and luxury goods like cheeses and lobsters and so on. Well, if you've seen the major cities of China on YouTube in the last few weeks and months, there is nobody buying anything anyway, let alone luxury goods. So it's a very small market, and the market's declining. So, in other words, Albanese's visit was literally all about cosmetics. It's not something which is going to impact the PRC or Australia that dramatically. The PRC market is declining overall, and that means that it'll be market forces which will cause a decline in Chinese purchases of Australian iron ore. Perhaps the coal will last a little longer because they need the coal for electric power. The steel is in less demand now as China is exporting less and building less infrastructure. So basically, the meeting was not of any significance other than to boost the image of Xi Jinping and Anthony Albanese. Interesting, a number of U.S. Ultra-conservative bloggers have raised the alarm about Albanese's meeting in Beijing with Xi, saying that that Albanese was abandoning the United States. Nothing of the kind. That's absolutely ridiculous. Albanese wants the status quo. He wants the money from Beijing, and he wants the protection and cooperation of the United States as well. And coming down on any side of that would be having to come down on the side of supporting the U.S. in all of the strategic arrangements, which Australia has always done, literally since the Boxer Rebellion, but particularly since World War I.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. We turn to the two wars in Eurasia. I'm John.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.